That's right. That's right. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. We live on the air. You know what it is. This your boy Cat Daddy. And you got DJ Casper Banks calling in. And the show about to be fired. You already know what it is. What it do? What it do?
What it do, man? We just holding it down, man. I see y'all doing y'all thing. I had to jump on that thing.
For sure, man.
Much love. Shouts out to DJ Castle holding it down, doing it thing, you know what I'm saying? We live with it. But I had to get on here and let him know we still holding it thing down for him. Much love.
Okay, okay. Go on here. Let the people know about yourself, man.
All right, then. It's Black Boy Black Magic representing that 251 area, Alabama. We changed the game to Alabanga because we live down here, and it's like, it's gutter down here. Everybody want to rap about diamonds and change the game, but everybody don't put the struggle that they put in their song before they make it. You know what I mean? It's like everybody skip the struggle. So if you ain't never been through no struggle for real, then it's like even if you get blessed, how can you appreciate what's real? You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you calling in, man.
Info all day. Black Boy Black Mad, CEO, Black Boy Black City Rapper.
All right.
You can look me up on Dive Tip, Coast to Coast Mixtape. You can pull me up on SoundCloud. We got a lot of stuff popping off too, new videos and everything. Then you can also catch me on, you go to YouTube. You pull me up on YouTube, a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, okay. We're going to have to get you back on here real soon, man.
All right, 10-4.
10-4. Hey, what it do, man?
Yeah,
what it do?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing much. You know what it is, nothing but some work.
Man, tell me about it, man. It's your boy DJ Casper Banks checking in. Shout out to the Carolinas, North and South. What's good with you?
Nothing much. We got a call on there. I'll see what this call is talking about. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Banks.
How you doing? This is Lorelle Carr, the queen, calling from North Carolina.
What it do?
What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
For sure.
You know, I got to give a shout-out to my artist, Bishop Chasen. He just dropped a video last night called All Night. So make sure y'all go and check him out on YouTube. I think I might have posted on y'all line, but, you know, if I didn't, go and check it out anyway.
Okay.
That's what's happening. So, like, y'all grinding out there?
Oh, you know, hustlers never sleep.
That's right. You already know
it's
what it is.
Good to call in. Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, always NC Dirt City love everywhere. Catch us up on YouTube. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and shout that out. Queen LB2 at BizWizzle is BIWEEZOL. Catch us up on Twitter. Catch us up on anywhere. You can post it.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate you.
You already know what it is. We definitely appreciate you stopping by to holler at us.
For sure, for sure. All right. One.
You come through anytime. Most definitely, man. Yeah, man. I definitely ride with them, man. Shout out to Bishop. You know what I'm saying? He definitely doing his thing, man. And he got a unique spelling for that, too. I'm familiar with him. It's B-I-S-H-I-P, not O-P. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
It's known.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing big things.
Young cat, too, man.
Yeah, young cat doing weird things.
Yeah, man, you know, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to see serious artists, man, because nowadays there's so many of them that really ain't, they not as serious as they say, man. Like the other day I was saying, like, there's really no threat to serious artists because there aren't very many serious artists, you know what I'm saying? Just because it's a cat that try to do what you do, he ain't original, so he ain't going to be able to do what you do for long, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to the copycats. Get your game up, you know what I mean? Use your imagination, come up with something different that ain't been done already, you know? Switch the game up.
Yeah, switch the game up. If you can't get out there and do your own thing, hey, you can't sell yourself. But how the hell you gonna sell yourself to the world? Real talk.
You feel me?
You can't copy yourself to the world.
You know what I mean? Hey, straight up, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's a phrase that stick with me on a regular basis, man. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to be a leader, man. Game changer. Don't try to keep the formula the same, man. Switch it up.
Yeah, don't try to keep that formula the same and switch it up. Do something new. You already know what it is.
Yes, sir. You already know, man. Matter of fact, man, before we kick this thing out, man, hey, again, I want to thank everybody in the Carolinas for accepting your boy DJ Casper Banks with open arms. Shout out to you, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio. I appreciate you having me on, co-hosting with you on these Wednesday nights. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor to be here rocking with y'all.
For sure, for sure.
I got to shout out the Coast to Coast DJs, man. Shout out to, you know, all the Coast to Coast DJs, you know, the real ones, as you know, out there rocking, doing their thing worldwide. You know, like me and Cat Daddy get down, you know, we worldwide with it, you know what I'm saying? 24-hour service, get to know your boy, go get that Music's Most Wanted mixtape, volume 1 and 2 on coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Follow me on Twitter, @DJ Casper Banks. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, man. You know, I appreciate the Carolinas, man. I got mad love for all of y'all. Straight up.
For sure, for sure. Got down 24 hours. He ain't lying to you. Hey, probably can get at me 24 hours now, too. I'll be up out half the damn night, too. Got down Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, or 336-926-6386. Just work.
Yeah, buddy. You already know what it is, man. Man, it's an action-packed night going on. We got people coming in from everywhere. You know how we get down, man. You know, all the way from New York down to Texas, Tennessee. Shout out to Florida, too, man. Shout out to the rest of the world that's rocking with us tonight, man. We're glad you all could make it out.
For sure, for sure. We plugged in everywhere. So you might as well stay tuned. We plugged in everywhere, and they brought some fire-ass tracks with them. Know they brought some fast tracks with them. It's about to go
That's
down.
Right.
It's about to go down. Stay on the line. We're going to get right back to you. We're about to take it to Bama real quick.
Alabama, what it do?
What it do? World Wonder. Bama Ghetto Workers, what it do?
Straight. Yeah. And let me tell you about this classy shit I got. Let me put you on game.
I got a band, little kid. Ride or die, kid. Somebody I can take them home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right. Can't be a rat, G. Let me tell you how I like a classy G.
Right. She a bad chick and she classy. Right. She super thick and she flashy. Right. She go and get her own. Get money is her habit. Right. She far away from ratchet. Right. She killing them with a casket. Right. That ass softer than a pillow top. Queen natural. Them curves are steady, hitting them tight, denim. Yeah, she fitting them. Red bottoms, say she getting them. Got her order in the system.
Okay.
Even bought me some too. Then
what?
Even asked for her to get them. Say they go good with my polo. All white look like a snowball. Ray Ban shouted. 2 Chainz shouted. First cut, no hat, just kicking it with my shouting. No clubbing at the finest restaurant, we eating good. Drinking rosé out the glass, now that's a classy
move. I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right, can't be a rat G. Let me tell you how I like a classy G. I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, fresh, right, can't be a ratchet G. Let me tell you how I like a classy G.
I'm talking paper sack brown, her ass look like 2 beach balls.
Right.
Shoe gang right, I'm talking no tennis shoes at all. Now look at her in no pumps, pistol skirt, ass look plump. I'm like, damn, la mama, can I clean that junk off in your trunk?
All right.
blazer on, Harris on point, look like a business woman. The outfit ain't doing too much, it's just right for me. She ain't even trying too hard, but still killing bro. With nothing hanging out, turning heads, real classy bro. She showed me all support, she there when I need her. If I was in the haystack, she helped me find the needle. A ride or die chick, she really down for me. So why go ratchet when you got a classy woman?
I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right, can't be a ratchet chick. Let me tell you how I like a classy chick. I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right, can't be a ratchet chick. Let me tell you how I like a classy chick.
Been praying for a classy chick. Okay, I got her. Old money with no kids. Okay, I got her. Better stick that with me to the end. Okay, I got her. And be a nigga best friend. Okay, I got her. Been a pistol 4 years together. Half on the baby together. Love that baby girl, I run her. She gon' be a classy woman. She get it from my mama. She more than a baby mama. When I first met her, made me pause. Damn, I need a comma. As I proceeded to get her, she was with a lame dude. The nigga slipped up and looked now. Bro, you old, know you old. Yeah, I got a classy chick and not ashamed to say I love her. Soon I'ma drop the one knee and gone and pop that major question.
I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right, can't be a ratchet chick. Let me tell you how I like it, like a classy chick. I got a bad little chick, ride or die chick. Somebody I can take home and settle down with. I'm talking act right, dress right, can't be a ratchet chick. Let me tell you how I like it, like a classy chick. All right.
You know what it is, boy. Wonder Bama Gator, welcome. What it do? Hey, that joint fire and the damn call lines is on fire. Hey, what it do, Casper? Call lines on fire, you already know. Hey, what it do? You on the online with Cat That DJ Casper Banks?
Yeah, what up? Is this, This is DJ CBS. Is this DJ Casper? What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? It's Cat Daddy. What it do?
What up, Casper? You know who I be, homie?
Where you from?
I'm from Florida. I think we spoke on Blog Talk. I mean, on Facebook. We're Facebook friends, and I do Blog Talk as well. I was telling you about my mixtape. I think I spoke to you before, Casper.
What's happening with you, fam?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I did my show earlier today and shit, you know?
Salute.
I figure I seen it on Facebook. I was like, oh, word, Casper got a show. Like, let me go check that out. Him and Cat Daddy got something going on. I said, let me go check that shit out.
You know, I'm out here in the Carolinas hanging with my man, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio co-host, and on the Wednesday night co-host.
Yeah, man.
You want to give any shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Cat Daddy and as well as yourself, DJ Casper, the whole TMP clique that my girlfriend's son's clique, as well as my entertainment, DJ CVS Music Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and my kids and my lady and everybody across the globe in FLA and Team Florida as well.
Most definitely, right, man. Shout out to Florida, man.
Shout out to Florida. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you for having me.
For sure.
Doing your thing, man.
Hey, call lines on fire. What it do? You on the phone with Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Banks.
Yeah, well, hey, either way, man, we getting it in, man. Shout out to everybody that's paying attention right now, man. Once again, shout out to the Carolinas. Shout out to all the guests, you know what I'm saying, all of they people that's listening. You got to support your people. If you don't support your people, who will?
Yeah. They need support. Hey, they can't do it without you, so you might as well, hey, stick to them. When they get to the top, don't try to support them then.
Yeah. Well, you already know what it is, man. Shout out to my city, Naptown 317. You know what I mean? It's called Naptown, but I ain't sleep. Shout out to my partner, Pinpoint. You know, they doing their thing over there. That's my graphics designer. That's my actual partner, International Beat Vets. Y'all be hearing more about that real soon.
For sure. That's what's up. Hey, when Muse Most Wanted 2 out there, hey, it's on 5, doing numbers. Hey, when 3 gonna get out there?
Man, you know what, man? Kind of confidential, man, you know what I mean? But I'll tell you a little bit about it. That thing is on fire, you know what I'm saying? It's on fire already. You know, I give y'all a little bit of, you know, background information on that thing, man. The Coast to Coast mixtape, Music's Most Wanted, Volume 3. You know, that's your boy DJ Casper Vinks. I host that. I work with a ton of talented artists from all over the, you know, the United States and, you know, actually all over the globe. Shout out to Africa. Shout out to the Bahamas. Shout out to Australia. Shout out to everywhere else around the world. China, you know, Tokyo. You know what I mean? But anyways, Music's Most Wanted. Right now, we currently got, I'm going to just name a few places that's rocking with us on that thing. We got Louisiana, we got Florida, we got Tennessee, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, California, I got to say California, and New York. We got New York, too. But I'm done, no more.
That's it. Hey, y'all got a sneak preview, that's all you can get.
You feel me?
You ain't getting no more, you getting a sneak preview, and that's it. You already know what it is.
I be telling cats, man, everybody can't make the cuts to get on that project. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this ain't about money. You know what I mean? You can't just. Hey, matter of fact, shout out to Alabama. I think it's Pritchard, man. Shout out to them, too, man. They definitely doing their thing, man. But, yeah, man, you just can't. Anybody just can't get on Music's Most Wanted, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be hot. You know what I'm saying? You got to be doing your thing, man. Shout out to Black City Records, too, down in Alabama, man. My dog, Black Boy, he doing this thing. Producer Camps, he doing this thing. But anyways, man, I keep getting off the subject, man, because there's just so much going on right now that I want to tell the world about. But anybody want to get on Music's Most Wanted, if your music is hot, we 24 hours. We always ready to talk to you. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs, your boy DJ Casper Banks. Again, 24 hours, that's not no play thing. That's not just something that we say. We really are here when you need us. 317-529-1309. If you hot, I don't care where you are in the world, call from out of the country, call from out the city, out the state, call from out of space. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Anywhere, and they here. Hey, Trudders. Hey, what it do? What it do?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, this is Brita Bag.
Who we got on the show?
Hey, this is Brita Bag out from Memphis, Tennessee. I was on Music Most Wanted, number one.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, she's definitely doing her thing, man. Everybody who don't know, this is Brita Bag. Memphis, Tennessee is in the building.
Yes, yes.
What it do? Welcome to the Carolina.
Yes, yes. It's going down out here in the 901 Music Most Wanted. We got in-house bang. My mixtape coming out April. It's called The Last Bitch Standing. Got a lot of things going on in the studio now, making moves, pushing that Music Most Wanted number one. That's still hot. Got a lot of views on that. We still, we rocking with Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Damn right. You feel me? That's what it do, man. Yeah. For those of y'all that don't know, yeah, I definitely rock with Brita Bad. She got me on speed dial. I got her on speed dial. That's right. I rock with Memphis, Tennessee. You already know, you know what I'm saying? It's a worldwide thing, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you making it out tonight, Brita Bad. You know, we know how busy you are, you know, working on that new project you got going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's love. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got some shows and stuff lined up down here in Memphis, Tennessee. But, you know, it's just not local. We trying to get global. We got some stuff working out, and maybe I'll be in Naptown sometime next year.
Yeah, yeah. But I ain't that far away.
Yeah, stand up Naptown. Got a lot of stuff I'm working on down here, especially with my new mixtape coming out April 22nd, Last Bitch Standing. We just got some things going on, especially with that Coast to Coast mixtape. It's hot. I'm telling you.
That's right. You definitely need to be rocking with it.
That's what's up, man. Go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
All right, my Twitter is @TheBadYellowBone. Facebook name, Breeda Bad. You can also contact me on my direct line because I'm a businesswoman. This a money line. It ain't no funny line. So 901-690-1504. All my contacts. Anytime you can hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and on my line or anything. Mail me, email, anything. Email, my email address is BRHAWTHORNE19@gmail.com. Hit me up on my email, and that's my contact info.
Damn, you about to have them blowing you up all night long. They're going to be like, hey, we want to talk to you, Breeda Bad.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a money line. It ain't no funny line. It ain't no honey line. It's a money line.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I like about you. You definitely got them phrases for every single situation. You know what I mean? I guess that's a Memphis thing, huh?
Yeah,
that's a Memphis thing. You know, we got something for everything. Something for everything down here.
Well, yeah, most definitely. So where can people find your music at? If they, you know what I mean, like, you know, if they're looking for some Breeda Bad, they want to hear some of that M-Town swag.
I'm on YouTube and I'm on SoundCloud. You can look up YouTube, Breeda Bad. I got some songs on there. SoundCloud. Breeda Bad on SoundCloud. I got songs on there also. Got some stuff finna get ready to go to the radio and putting out a little promo this out now. That's in the works right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got any collabos or anything you doing?
Cause you know what? I'm always open up for collabos, collaborations with anybody. Right now, on my mixtape, I think I got just one with Bayhan. I got some more in the works, one with B-Shine, and I'm always open to collaborations with anybody.
Okay, so they better get at you before you get to the top, though. Don't try to get down.
That's what's up, because, you know, a lot of people, they wait till you get to the top and then they try to get at you, but you already be there where you want to be. So they can get at me right now. I'm available anytime. I'm like DJ Cavs, but it's 24-hour service.
Straight up. Hey, now what's the latest that you've ever talked to me, Bree?
You said what?
What's the latest you've ever talked to me? Because I got artists that call me at 3 in the morning. I got artists that call me at 3 in the afternoon. So what's the oddest time that you found yourself talking to DJ Casper Banks?
It was like 4 in the morning one time I called you. And I didn't think that you would answer the phone. I was like, you know, I'm going to call this number. It was 4 in the morning. This man answered the phone, y'all. He answered. And he sound exactly how he sound now. He sounds like that. It wasn't no tired voice. It's 24-hour service for real.
Yeah, we get it popping. But this ain't about me. It ain't about me. The people want to know about you. So how long have you been an artist, Miss Breeda Bad?
You know what? Ever since I was 2 years old, I've been rapping. I just finally came out a couple of years ago and just said that that's what I wanted to go ahead and go forth in doing it. The game for the taking. And I'm out here to make it. And I'm ready.
For sure.
Most definitely.
So, you say you just now started to go hard.
Yeah, because it's a lot of craziness right now in the game, and I think what is missing is just the down south, the realness that we got down here, just the down south feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the game is missing right now.
The underground. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, that's what it's missing. And the underground keeping it real. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing against the industry, but the underground is keeping it real right now.
already know. So listen, like, as far as you, you know, just not coming out strong, you know what I mean? You've been out since you was two, but, you know, rapping and things, but you just not kicking it off, you know what I'm saying, on this global level. What is your most difficult task of making it in this industry with you being of the female sex?
You know what? A lot of people from the South, as far as female rappers, they were with groups. So when they made it out with a group. So I think my hardest task is coming out as an independent artist. A lot of people from down here, especially in Memphis, Tennessee, they came out with groups. So me making it is just an independent artist. And I think that's my toughest task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
man,
you
know,
Well, I know you've been doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been very busy ever since Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 has dropped. So, you know what I'm saying? I know you've been doing a lot of shows and different things like that. What can we expect to see at a Breed of Bad show?
You know what? You can expect to see realness. Liveness, ain't nothing fake, ain't nothing phony. I'ma come in there, I'm putting on, I'ma represent. You can just expect to see more than just entertainment. It's a level of realness that I bring to. I talk to all my fans, I walk up to them, hold conversations with them. You know, I don't feel like that I'm just behind. So it's just a level of, you know, we just kicking it at. At Breeder Bad, so y'all kicking it with Breeder Bad.
Okay. Kicking it with Breeder Bad. Now, yes. Do you feel like female artists coming out here in the industry right now, it seems like, well, even since back in the days of Lil' Kim, it seems like female artists have to show skin in order to progress in the industry. Do you feel like you need to show skin, or how do you feel about that?
You know what? I don't feel like I need to show skin. Cause Lauryn Hill, she came out, she didn't have to show skin or nothing like that. I don't think that that's important right now. I don't feel like that's what I have to do right now. And that's another thing that's missing from the game. You know, it's being different.
Okay. Your style of rap, what style of rap you say you do?
Well, I'm more of a trap gangster, like down, say underground. You know, that's more of the rap that I get. I'm more of a street rap because that's where I'm from. That's what I know. That's what I project. And if you hear my music, it's more than what my fans can relate to. It's just like this. It's something that they can relate to because that's what I know.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. Now, back on the skin thing. Now, as far as you, you know what I'm saying, you said you don't feel like you need to. Do you? Like, I mean, is that what we can expect to see, you know what I'm saying, like at your show? Is you going to be coming out with, like, the pants that you rip off, you know what I'm saying? They got, like, them wrestler shorts on under there. Well, I mean, how you doing it?
You know what, Bree? I'm not ashamed of my body. I will come out there, and Breeder Bad will be her. You will see some skin at Breeder Bad, so, because that's what I do. But as far as me feeling like that's what I get to do now, but that's my style. That's how I rock.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like your opinion on that, most definite. You know, that's good game for all these young ladies out here.
I ain't going to come in there with no skirt all the way down to my knees, all the way down to my ankles. That ain't how I rock.
Nah, please, though. You'll be out there looking like a pioneer with the microphone. A Quaker.
No, we definitely not having Sunday morning service at the show.
Okay. What you say? Go ahead. Hey,
we straight having a good time at the show.
in the show that you will see me at.
Okay.
Not to say there's nothing against it. I don't have nothing against skirts all the way down to your ankles.
Hey, no church service or no community service going on out there.
You already know. Hey, but check it out. Shout out to the world that's listening right now. Shout out to the Carolinas, North and South, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, along with Wednesday co-host DJ Casper Banks. Right now, we got Breida Bad in the studio with us. You know what I'm saying? She representing Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, stand up. I'm definitely rocking
stand
with y'all.
Up.
It's a lot of great talent coming out of there. But you know what? Currently, you're the only female artist that I see making noise out of M-Town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a lot of people that, you know, they down here. But, yeah, I'm definitely making some moves out here. I'm making some real live moves out here, DJ Casper Banks. And especially with that Music Most Wanted, it really took my career to another level.
I appreciate that, you know what I mean? But, you know, we do everything that we do for you and the artists that's involved. Shout out to everybody on that project. Now, as far as collaborations, like, you know what I'm saying, with female artists, like, if you could collaborate with any female artist that's in the game right now, or maybe not in the game. Maybe they might be underground. Who would it be?
It would definitely have to be Trina, because I got this southern vibe with her. I feel her. It would definitely have to be Trina.
Mm-hmm.
Why Trina?
Huh?
You say why Trina? I feel you say she got that southern vibe, but why Trina?
Yeah, we got kind of like the same values. It's when it come to rapping.
Okay.
So you feel like you the baddest chick. Is that what you're saying?
Well, put it like this. If she bad, I'm worse.
Ah, I like that. Okay. You know she got that track called Pull Over That. Whoop. It's too
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have put a 16 on that track, huh?
Yeah, I would. I'd put a 16 on it and wouldn't charge it nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Now, before we go to your track, Badder Than a 2-Year-Old, okay? Now, this song is getting popping in a lot of places. Now I'm hearing a lot of people saying, dang, girl, you badder than a 2-Year-Old. Where did you come up with such a different type of track?
Yeah, it's such a hook in a name.
You know what? Actually, I was going to a store one day, and I got out my truck, and this man said, "Man, you better than my 2-year-old daughter." I said, "Oh, man." So I get it from there, and I just went on. I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm feeling it. And it went on from there, and I just went on and laid the track down. And, man, it was just love. It was love.
Yeah, it still is love. And you know, the funny thing is I'm hearing that worldwide right now. You know what I mean? Like that phrase.
You know
so,
what? A lot of people have picked that up because I wasn't hearing that. When I laid that track down, I mean, I could just be talking to somebody, and they'll just out the blue, Breida Bad, better than a 2-year-old. That's what they say. Or people just be talking and be like, better than a 2-year-old. So it has got hot. It has really got hot, this phrase right there.
Yeah. Well, look here. Before we get to that track, before we let you go tonight, you know what I'm saying? I got some listeners that want to know some personal things about Breida Bad. So I hope that you don't mind, you know, getting a little personal.
I don't mind getting a little personal.
All right. First question, are you single or are you involved with somebody?
Yes, Breida Bad is single. She is. I'm not involved with anybody. I am single as a dollar bill.
Wow. Okay, okay. Well, you know, right now you might have that that special guy listening. You know, Mr. Wright might be listening. So, you know, with that being said, what is your dream date, or do you have one?
You know what? I don't really have a dream date. I just like a certain level of just a person that can make me laugh and make me comfortable around them. Just that we could go to, you know, and I love to eat now. I'm small, but I love to eat, so probably just go after dinner or something like that and, you know, just get well acquainted with someone. Not too flashy, not nothing like that. I'm not really into that dream fairy tale.
Okay. Well, hey, you hear that, guys? You know, don't come to her with that fake fraudulent game, you know what I mean? Acting like you're
Prince
Charming.
Yeah, I see right through it.
They ain't playing no Cinderella over there. They ain't playing Cinderella Snow White shit like that.
It's none of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Hearing that you're single is definitely an unbelievable thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, fellas, you know, you guys better get at her. Go at her, you know, with your game face on. You know, not even your game face. Just go straight forward. Be yourself. You know what I mean? So, okay. What's your biggest turn off?
You know what? My biggest turn off is a man that tries to flash his money. Or try to show me his money. That's my biggest turnoff.
That's a turnoff?
Yes.
No joke, because they say money make you, well.
Yeah, but listen, if a man with money, he don't flash his money.
You
damn right.
Now,
I keep my money put up.
A broke nigga with money, he flashy because he ain't not used to having it.
Oh, he flashing it too, honey, everything. He going to the club.
Yeah, he not used to having it. It can't stay in his pocket. It's not used to staying in his pocket. So he got to always have it out. So, you know, this my biggest turnoff right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, look, fellas, you know, you might got a chance if your breath stank. Just make sure you don't pull your money out.
Look, I don't like that either. Listen, I don't like that either at all. No. Bad hygiene, none of that. No bad hygiene.
So make sure.
Nah. You know, I'm just kidding. What'd you say, Cat Daddy?
Make sure you're straight. Don't go try to buy the bar out when you can't buy the bar out.
Exactly.
And brush
the
damn teeth.
Exactly. Now, I ain't going to say I don't like a man to spend no money on me because I'm that type of girl. I like that. But if you don't have it, put that back in your pocket, son. Put it back in there.
Oh, my God. I love the way that Memphis, that you got that down south southern woman thing going on, you know what I'm saying? But you also a rapper.
Yes, I'm feeling that.
So check this out. Like, you know what I mean, with this new mixtape that you guaranteed to drop, what kind of sound can we expect with that?
You know what, it's going to be more of, like I said, underground, down south, more of a street sound. And it's basically just an introduction to Breida Bad. So what I'm doing with that is I'm getting my streets out and everything like that, getting that together because that's me, that's Breida Bad, that's what I'm from the street, raised from the street. So my first mixtape, you can expect that down south street style.
Right. So do you have a label or anything like that, or are you an independent artist right now?
I'm an independent artist. I don't have a label at the moment.
Okay. So if you could have it your way, do you prefer to be signed to a label or do you prefer to stay independent?
You know what? I would prefer to be signed to a label. Independent is good, but I would prefer to be signed.
Okay. Well, you say you would prefer to be signed.
Mm-hmm.
I say any reason why, or you just prefer to be signed?
Yeah, it's just that, just prefer to be signed. But I could do it independent. I just, you know, I like the whole sign and the deal. I like that.
What you like about it, Bree?
You know what? It's more exposure, because underground, with you just being an independent artist, is not that much exposure. You could be, you know, independent and just exposed to a certain demographic. But with a label, it's like you could be exposed to more than just a demographic. It's like a whole new world, you know. And they pay good too. That does help.
So they pay good. It depends, you know. Cause look, you from Memphis, Tennessee. I know that 3-6. They used to have that thing on their CDs. That Rinky Dink Records. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if you get signed to Rinky Dink Records, they ain't gonna have no money for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I was just joking with y'all. You know, shout out to Rinky Dink Records. I talked to a couple Rinky Dink Records the last couple days. Bree, I got a problem. I got a problem with the industry. I got to tell this to you and Cat Daddy before you go. Now, I've been reviewing a lot of music. I've been using a lot of different methods to find new artists, to discover new talent for Coast to Coast mixtapes, because, you know, we scouting right now. And I've been noticing that a lot of these damn artists that say, I'm the hottest in the city, I'm the hottest underground, I'm about to blow, blah, blah, blah. All right, now look, how you going to blow if you don't have no contact number on any of your work? Nothing. I've seen music videos that say a group from St. Louis. Now, if I upload my song and I put a group from St. Louis, ain't you going to say, what the hell is your name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
I had to get that off my chest, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I've been stressing about that.
The difference, it's a difference because you got artists and then you got actors. All right. Now, actors, they don't have to put nothing up there. That's what they doing. They acting. But actual artists, they out here, they putting their name, they got their contact info out. You can reach them. But you do have your actors out there.
Okay.
You seem to have ran across a couple.
Hell yeah. Hollywood. Put the camera on them.
Hey, this is what I call
flash.
Hey, before we let you go, you want to throw to your joint real quick?
Huh?
I say you want to throw to your joint real quick?
Yeah, y'all be looking out for the mixtape. Is better than the 2-year-old, and y'all be looking out for it. Breed the bad.
Okay, stay online. We're going to get right back to you before we let you go. It's with a bad, better than a 2-year-old right here.
M-Town.
You know what it is?
This is what she said, Casper. Big, you smoke, walk, post, smoke, big, hey, shout out to Free Trade, better than a 2-year-old. This is Tennessee, stand up.
Bad, better than a 2-year-old. Yes, I'm bad, better than a 2-year-old. Look at my wrist, my neck froze. Now that's a new nigga, that's my old hoe. Yes, I'm bad, better than a 2-year-old. Yes, I'm bad, better than a 2-year-old. Look at my wrist, my neck froze. Now that's a new nigga, that's my old hoe. Better than a 2-year-old, I think I need my Barbie. Pull up in the club, they yelling, can I see some ID? I don't even go to school, I'm off suspension. He said next time he see me looking bad. I'm a side of soul, you know these bitches on the benches. Hoping and praying I get injured in my spirit. See, I'm bad on purpose. Women weave is what I purchase. Biggie on the leave my shirt, and every beat I get, I murder. I'm the shit, I need my pepper, baby. No pop.
spaghetti. Bad yellow bitch with a bad shopping habit. I'm going fast, you hoes, slow, I'm on the highway. Better than a two-year-old on the Good Friday. Hey, bad, better than a two-year-old. Yes, I'm bad, better than a two-year-old. Look at my wrist, my neck froze. Now that's a new nigga, that's my old hoe.
Hey, boy, the bad, better than a two-year-old. You already know what it is. Hey.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming out here tonight. You want to put that contact information out there in the air one more time?
Yes, once again, at the Twitter, at the Bad Yellow Bone, B-A-B-A-B. Yellowbone. My email, brhawthorne19@gmail.com. Breathe a Bad on Facebook. Y'all get at me.
Get out of. Hey, Cat Daddy, before we let her go, man, before we let you go, Breathe a Bad, if you could give some advice to a young, up-and-coming female artist, what would it be?
It would be, don't look for nobody to help you. Don't give up and do it all by yourself if you have to do it. Because sometimes you're going to have to stand alone in your city. Some people not going to fuck with you in your city. But still, if that's what you want to do, go after it and make some noise on your own. Make them hear you.
That's real talk.
Straight up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, and that ain't just for the females either. That's for you cats out there, too. You know what I mean? Y'all can take that advice, too.
That's all underground artists. Take that advice. Hey, the city's going to be the one that undercuts you the damn most.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, and to the female artists, keep y'all legs closed. You ain't got to be out here letting everybody hit that just so you can get you a beat. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You get with the stars, huh, DJ Casper.
When you start rapping, the pickup lines don't be, "Hey girl, how you doing?" It's, "Hey, can we go in the studio? Can we collab sometime? Can we?" That's the pickup lines now. When you get in that era, I do beats, I do this and I do that. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be weary of who's real and who's not. Like I said, it's artists out here and then it's actors.
For sure.
Damn, you a genius, Breathe a Bad. I love the way you think. You know what I mean? Most definitely, you deep. You gonna go far. Keep on doing your thing. It was an honor having Memphis, Tennessee's Breathe a Bad in the building tonight. Oh my God, it is such an honor, such a pleasure.
Yes, and I do appreciate coming out. Shout out to Cat Daddy and shout out to you, DJ Cass Bink. I mean, it's been a pleasure for me to come also.
Most definitely. You know, again, welcome to the Carolinas. We definitely enjoy having you out here. Shout out to the Nav Town, shout out to the M Town, most definitely. Y'all respect Breathe a Bad. You know what I mean? Shout out to the DJs out there in the M-Town. If you listening to this right now, you need to get in contact with Breathe a Bad and grab that hot single Badder Than a Two-Year-Old. It's circulating all the way around the world. She already done took it coast to coast. You need to get with her.
ASAP.
Yes.
For sure.
And it has been a pleasure speaking with both of you all and coming out. I mean, y'all been cool. Y'all real cool.
For sure.
We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a much appreciated compliment. We appreciate you coming out tonight. Keep on doing your thing. You know you got me on speed dial. Hit your boy up any time. Keep on rocking with Coast to Coast Mixtapes. And we rocking with you too, Breathe a Bad.
Yes, it's official.
For sure. Come back anytime.
Oh, I don't have a problem. Shout out to y'all again, man. Y'all been cool. Y'all been nice. It's love down here. It's love.
You already know what it is, man. Get at us. We here.
All righty.
All right.
Y'all take care.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What it do?
DJ Cat Daddy. DJ Casper Banks, what's good, my brothers?
Man, hanging out with Breida Bad and the Damps. Man. Shout out to everybody like the Southern women. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get that Breida Bad. She say she's single. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get that contact. Y'all got the contact information. She said that it's a money line, not a funny line. Y'all better get at her. B-Chan.
Yes, sir.
What it do?
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brothers? What's going on, DJ Cat Daddy? DJ Vince?
What it do?
Man, you already here, know. Man.
I'm just chilling. I'm glad I'm on the air, man. What's been going on? I was hearing a chick. What's her name? What's her name one more time?
Breida Bad.
Breida Bad, yeah. Badder than a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
man. Hey, she do her thing, man. She got that down south Memphis slang, you know what I'm saying, going all the way, man. She definitely doing her thing down there, man. She's an indie artist coming out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, definitely. Well, shit, she need to go ahead and go upload that music to iClubHere.com. You already know I'm here.
you already know I'm here. Again, man, tell them in slow motion. Who you representing?
I am representing iClubHere.com. That's iClubHere.com. Come over here, you know, come holler at your boy. Come get that maximum exposure worldwide, you know, for upcoming artists, anybody that's trying to put their music out there.
Hey,
yeah. You ain't just got to be an up-and-coming artist either, man. Anybody that's doing your thing. If you're a major artist and you're looking for, well, if you're a label, a major artist, anything, you're looking for somewhere to put your music out, iClubHere.com is definitely doing their thing. Your boy DJ Casper Banks is rocking with them. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs is rocking with them. You know what I'm saying? You can go to my Music Smokes 1 and Volume 1 and 2 on iClubHere.com. Go there right
volume
now.
Volume 3.
Exactly.
On
volume 3 going to be there too. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. Now, everybody, you need to take your music right now. Everybody that's listening. I know we got a lot of artists listening. I know we got a lot of A&Rs listening. I know we got a lot of music representatives that are listening. Help somebody out. Take their mixtape over to iClubHere.com and upload it. Shout out to Simi out there in California. He got his uploaded. Shout out to David Champion. He said he going to get his on there. You know what I mean? Come
on,
man. Y'all need to get it in.
Yeah, he's already on there. I mean,
David Champion?
The last time. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying y'all don't play. Soon as you got there, put that contact information in there, it's up. Your shit is up.
Oh, yes, sir. We don't play around.
And
you side by side
with some big artists. They ain't just going to throw you anywhere. You might be side by side with some big artists they got on their site.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right there. You know what I mean? Y'all definitely need to get up on that, man. So tell us about the upload procedure, man. Like, when I go to iClubHere.com, what can I expect to see, and how do I begin to upload my mixtape?
Hey, we try to keep it as simple as possible, man. Everything is simple. All you have to do is sign in. When you sign in, you're going to look on the top right corner. There's going to be an upload mixtape button. You click on that, it's going to bring you to the next page. It's pretty self-explanatory. You're going to see on the left side, on the top, there's a place that says cover. You click on the cover, it's going to open up your desktop, or, you know, you can click on whatever folder it's in. The good thing about our site that makes it so easy, if you put mixtape in one folder, once you start clicking through all the files, you stay right in that same folder. So you click on your mixtape, your cover, you upload it. If from there, you click on the next part. You know, you click on what genre of music it is, because, I mean, we get it to everybody. It's not just hip-hop. You know, we got a place for producers to put their instrumental beats up on there. We got a place for, you know, the club heads. If they want to upload their dubstep, their electronic dance music, they can do that as well. So you pick that out. You go down, and it comes down to the track list. Now, this step is pretty simple. Like I said, you click on the little box. You'll see a little field, you know, a little white field next to it. You click on it. You click on your song. Boom. It's in there. All you got to do is label it. Yo, it's right there. You click on it, you know what I'm saying? You label it, you look over to your right. If you got a music video, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and put the link to your music video. You put your description. You click upload. You know, you just give it a little bit. It goes in there. Guess what? Mixtape's up there. You feel me?
Yes, up. You feel me? Yeah, man.
I mean,
now, what other kind of promotion do you do for artists that are a part of that website? Like, you know, I put my mixtape on there. Is it up to the artist to share it, or does the website share it or anything like that?
See, that's the good thing about our website, man. We got a couple different people and companies and organizations that's working with iClubHere.com. I want to give a big shout-out to Lady J Marketing and Promotions. You know, she's working with a lot of big artists out there in the game. She does a lot of promotion for us. So the music that you guys are uploading onto the website, it's actually getting put in front of a lot of these big record companies and A&Rs as well. You know, we do have a Facebook page that we do promote on. I also do a lot of promotions on my personal Facebook and Twitter. I mean, you can catch me on Twitter at B_B_CHANL. That's Beach in Florida. You know what I'm saying? We also got a video company. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to. You might well go ahead and put all that contact information out there for them, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can follow us on Twitter too at iClubHere. I don't think there's any underscores on that one. I think it's just iClubHere straight. You can catch me on Facebook. Go to the search bar, type in Trey, T R E Y, B Chan again, capital B, capital C H A N, Watkins, W A T K I N S. You know what I'm saying? You can add me on there. You know what I'm saying? Let me know that you're going to be putting your mixtape on there. You know, I'll go ahead and promote it for you, and we'll get that thing rolling.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Melbourne, Florida, man. Y'all definitely down there doing y'all's thing, man. Now, this website, man, I mean, me personally, I'm a serious artist. I am a coast-to-coast DJ. I am a working coast-to-coast DJ. Shout out to all the artists that I work with. I work with artists from all the way from California to New York, down to Florida, North Carolina, stand up. I work with a lot of artists out of that area. If I get to name names, we'll be going all night. But bottom line, hey, man, I know a real good website for mixtape uploads and downloads when I see one, when I upload to one, when I deal with one. iClubHere, hands down, is one of the best mixtape sites that I have ever had the experience of working with, and I thank you guys for putting out something like that that's geared towards helping so many different artists and so many different genres of music. I mean, there's more to music than hip-hop, rap, and R&B. Now, to take all of that and to put it in with these other genres of music, and you were even thinking about the producers, I think that that's excellent, man. And you know, so everybody, man, just right now, you know, after you get done listening to this interview right here, or after you get done listening to the show, or while you're listening, just go to iClubHere.com, upload your music, and you know, see how many more people get to know you. It's a worldwide website, and it's geared to help artists like you, up-and-coming artists like you, even major artists. It's geared to help y'all, too. But don't forget, you don't only have to go there to upload a mixtape. You can go there and you can download great music as well. And it's very easy. You know, all you got to do is just, you know, go on the website and you'll see it's easy as 1, 2, 3 to upload or to download, you know. So hey, make that one of your new websites that you get your mixtapes from, because they got exclusive new music over there.
Like the damn commercial. Say what commercial that was. You know, it's so easy a goddamn caveman can do it.
Sound like that, yes, or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. So easy a caveman can do it.
Hey,
right,
I might have to use that. I might have to tell them.
Yeah, it really
is. iClubHere is the Geico of music. Of the music.
Damn right, man. Damn right. I feel the exact same way, man. So besides the iClubHere website, what else you guys got going on down there?
Well, shoot, man, we got a production team that I'm a part of, too, a video production team called Global Rapture. You know, you can also check them out on globalrapture.com. You know what I'm saying? They got their own website as well. You can see all our music videos. We do, I mean, when I tell you, man, iClubHere is a big thing. we're a melting pot. Realistically, it's bigger than iClubHere.com. We have the complete media package between iClubHere.com, Lady J, and Global Rapture. Because Global Rapture, they handle all the media. They do commercials, music videos. You know, we got everything that you need, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're working with a lot of different artists. We're out there. You know, we're not just someone that just sits on the computer all day. We out there. We like to communicate with these artists. You know, I've talked to, you know, Casper Banks. We talk all the time, you know. So me and you are both actively out there putting in work.
Yeah, man, you already know, man. And it's an honor to be in the game with people like you, man. You keep me motivated. You keep me hungry. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we do what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love what you guys are doing over there on your side of the world, man. Please keep doing it. Now, if somebody wants to get a video done, you know, a commercial or anything like that, what's the best way to reach you for that?
I mean, again, you can hit me up on Twitter at @BCHANFL, or you can catch me on Facebook, Trey B. Chan Watkins. I mean, shoot, I'm not hard to find, you know. I like talking to the people, so you can hit me up on either one of those. I'll be more than glad to speak with you. You know, you hit me up, we can work out a deal where we get your music video, get your commercial, whatever you need. You know, get your commercial, get your mixtape featured on the website. It don't matter.
Okay.
So I like to talk to the people.
I was about to ask you, where you putting the commercial, where you putting the people commercials at?
You can find that on YouTube. You just go on the YouTube bar on globalrapture.com. We also got, I don't know if y'all guys got Bright House here in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Y'all
rocking with Comcast.
We working with Comcast.
Okay, okay. Bright House is kind of like Comcast, you know, down over here in Florida. So, but we get it aired on Bright House. So they're on television too. You know, we're not just putting them on the web and radio. You know, we actually own TV too.
Okay, so yeah. Shit, say no more. Goddamn, there you go. You on TV. You can't
You on TV. So look, you know, you definitely need to holler at my man B. Chan because he's doing big things, man. Get your music video shot. Get your commercial shot. Put your music on iClubHere.com right now. It's definitely a website that's popping. You see, we just shout out California. My man Simi, y'all going to be hearing a whole lot more from him. My man David Champion, they got their mixtapes up there. And go put yours up there. You know, you can't always be the last one getting everything done. Sometimes you got to be the first, you know. So I know cats that as soon as they heard my man B. Chan had a site called iClubHere.com, as soon as they heard about it, they dropped everything they was doing. They went and uploaded their mixtape because they know a worldwide opportunity when they see one or when they hear about one. So don't be late. You know, don't be tardy to the party. Go ahead and get at my man right now. Get at him for them videos. Call him up. You know what I'm saying? Talk about getting your mixtape featured. Let's work.
Let's work.
I appreciate it. Now, one thing I do want to do, I want to say shout out to everyone in North Carolina, South Carolina. I mean, you guys have been embracing me. They've really been taking in iClub and showing me love. They've been hitting me up on the Facebook and Twitter. I definitely want to give a big shout out to Cat Daddy and Casper Banks because they've definitely been holding it down for me, you know.
For sure.
I definitely got to salute you guys.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate you coming through, man.
Come back anytime, man.
I appreciate it. And salute to everybody else that's been rocking with iClub. This is the first time they heard it, you know. It's much love. And I'm going to definitely show that love back to you guys. So,
that's love, man. I appreciate that, man. Shout out to my man, B. Chan. Shout out to Florida. Y'all better be rocking with him. Shout out to the rest of the world. Upload your mixtapes on iClubHere.com. That was the moral of the story, iClubHere.com. If you forget that, you know, something's wrong, but hit me up anyway. We'll plug you right in. I'll give you a link to it, whatever. I'll walk you step by step how to upload the mixtape on the website. Just get at us, you know what I'm saying, because it's popping over here.
Absolutely. Same here, man. Y'all got any questions, hit me up. Don't hesitate. You know, I'm not one of them, you know, one of them people that's going to ignore you or hard to get a hold of. I like talking to the people, so. Hit me up, you know, you need any help. Also, y'all be on the lookout for a lot of updates that's on the site. You know, we still in our beginning stages, but we spreading worldwide. There's going to be a lot of new upgrades on that website, so y'all just get ready.
Get ready. Uh-huh. I'm ready, fam. We going to get them ready, man.
I'm ready, too.
Yeah, all right, new mixtape getting ready to drop too, Cat Daddy. Most definitely, B-Chan, man. Hey, thank you for stopping through, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Florida. Y'all keep doing y'all's thing. iClubHere.com all day.
All right, appreciate it. Salute.
Salute.
Hey, Cat Daddy, you're going to definitely have to get that Street Coalition Volume 1 uploaded on that site, man, iClubHere.com. It's going to be a real good look, man.
It's going to be a real good look.
Yeah, buddy.
Got a call online waiting now. Hey, what it do?
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? What's up? This Slim Tech, baby, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, Texas. Houston, Texas right here. What it do?
You know what I'm talking about? It's calling out, shouting at the radio station, man. My boy, Casper Binks, man.
Salute,
you know what I'm saying? They told me this was a good look, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to hit up, man, because, you know, I'm rocking with Coast to Coast.
For sure.
Most def, man. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that didn't hear what he said, it's my man Slim Tex, man. Hey, Tex, man, see if you might can tweak that volume up on your, you know what I mean, on your microphone just a hair, man. But other than that, man, look here, man. That's my man Slim Tex. Yeah. He's coming through. Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas. Shout out to the great state of Texas, man. It's amazing to have you here in the building with us.
What's good? What's good? What's good, man? Yeah, man. You know, I had to run a little bit late, man. A little bit behind the schedule, man. But, you know, I had to fall through, man.
Most definitely. It's great to have you here, man.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. Say, I see y'all doing big things around here, man. I got to definitely shout out North Carolina, South Carolina, man. You know what I'm saying? My man's Casper's been rocking with me since the jump, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to keep it moving, man. I got some big things planned for y'all 2013, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to be getting on the new project you got coming up.
Okay. Hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there. No people here for them, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, man, look, I ain't no Hollywood rapper, man. It's like, you want to talk to Slim Tex, man, you hit me up directly right now, man. 214, man, 493-0604. Or hit me up on my email. Shoot me your tracks or your instrumentals or whatever at official Slim Tex, SLIMTEX, at Gmail, man. I'm going to be sure to get back to you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no shot guy.
Okay. So
yeah, we definitely about the business, man.
Definitely about the business. Now get at that man while he got down out here gunning him. Get at that man when he get at the top and shit.
Hey, you didn't even listen to him, man.
Straight
man,
up, man.
I'm talking about it. The schedule, man, you know how it is with money, man. The money start coming, that schedule get busy, man. You know what I'm saying? People be thinking you trying to get Hollywood, man. You know what I'm saying? That summer takeoff. They might not see you for 2 years. You feel me?
Yeah.
But that's what
man.
It is, though, man. That's what it is. It's all about that hustle, man. You got to chase that money, man. You got to chase that dream. You feel me?
For sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, for everybody that don't recognize it, we got Texas in the building, man. We all the way from that town to the Carolinas, down to Texas, down to Tennessee, you know, up to New York, down to Florida. We everywhere, Cat Daddy.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Hey, so, yeah, man, Slim Tex, man, you've been doing your thing, man, for quite some time now, man. How long have you been an artist?
Ah, man, say, man, I've been doing art since, man, I knew what art was, man, but I wouldn't even, I maybe been an artist in this thing, man. I've been really on to it maybe about 10 years now, you know what I'm saying, grinding it out, you know what I'm saying, like, I've definitely been all up and down the U.S. I definitely mess with the South the most, you know what I'm saying, repping that Texas. But your boy was born in V.A., you know, we rocking with V.A., I'm rocking with Maryland, I'm rocking with New York, Las Vegas, baby, you know what I'm saying, all of that good stuff, man. We've been all up and down there, man, putting it in. And we got some big things lined up.
Okay. Hey, where can people find your music?
Man, so you can go to that Piff right now, man. I got some jewels on there. If you ain't never heard me, man, you definitely in for a treat. I got three volumes of my mixtape 8711, And you can check out all three of them were cut up very nicely by my man DJ Motivation out of Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? He definitely got a name. Look him up, DJ Motivation. And yeah, man, go check that out first. And I got something else coming up right around All Star in Houston, so that's February. And yeah, check that out, man.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, that's like another place we need to be, man, down at that All-Star thing, fam.
All-Star weekend, yeah. I'm booking my flight tickets right now.
Yeah, man, don't wait, man, don't wait.
Yeah, man, we got to get it in, man. As far as you know what I'm saying, 8711, man, volumes 1 through 3, what is 8711 for everybody that doesn't know?
Man, 8711 was more like when it started off, it was like a prophecy, man. You know what I mean? Because I was down on music for a while. You know, I had some other things happening in the streets and whatever else, you know, had some money going. And it kind of was getting easy to get away from my music. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to refocus myself. And I started that 8711 like in the beginning of 2010. I was just like, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put out 3 mixtapes in between January of 2010 and December of 2011. And I figured I put out good product, I put my heart into it, you know, put my soul into it. Something good is going to pop up from that. And, man, I can't even tell you, man, 2011, I had an excellent year. I met my new management. You know, I got in contact with Slim Thug and Bun people, you know what I'm saying, while I'm down here chilling in H-Town. And, man, it's just been really good since, you know, but it was more like a prophecy. Like, man, if you put this hard work in, you gonna prosper from it, man. And I've definitely been seeing that.
So what do those numbers stand for?
Well, you know, 87, of course, I had to rep for them 80s babies, you know what I'm saying. I was born 87, you know what I'm saying, in the spring. And 11, I figured it took me these many years, from 87 to 11, to fully develop the way I wanted to develop and really just hit my own. I figured, man, like, 11, by 11, if it ain't jumped off by 11, I ain't seeing no progress. Man, that's my career, 87 to 11. You know, it's kind of like a headstone or a prophecy, one or the other. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it ended up being what it was, you know what I'm saying? It ended up being some new birth instead of some death, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that, fam. I feel that, man. That's what it do, man. That's a real good way to put it. Yeah, you feel me, Cat Daddy? That was definitely deep, man.
Hey, that was a hell of a challenge you put on yourself.
Yeah, man. You know, if anything that's worth having is worth pursuing, is worth going to get. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna be the next whoever you're trying to be. I don't recommend being the next nobody. I recommend being the first you. You feel me? But if you gonna be whoever you want to be or wherever you want to be by putting in that hard work and that time, and that's what that 8711 represents, man. The time and the hard work that I put in my last big push. What I thought could be my last big push, and it turned into a new beginning. So there you go, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, and also besides 8711 mixtapes, you can also, a lot of y'all already know, but you can also catch my man Slim Tex on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 1, which is a coast-to-coast mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Go get that. Go download it. Download Volume 1, download Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? And go get them 8711 mixtapes on datpiff.com. You know, you can go and you can Google 8711 or Slim Tex. That's S-L-I-M space T-E-X. You know what I'm saying? Get up, my man. You know what I mean? He's doing big things. And shout out to the whole area where you from, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, I got to shout out my man Jay Hustle. Without Jay Hustle, you know, he linked me with you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that love.
Definitely, man. That's a common acquaintance right there. My man Hustle. I've been rocking with him for a lot of years now, man. He definitely put me in company with good people.
For sure. That's what's up. Hey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's gonna definitely help you get out here. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, we got to shout out Jay Hustle out here in the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Now, as far as you, man, you know what I'm saying, if we were to get a little personal with you, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure a lot of people would like to know, you know, Slim Tex. he's out of Houston, Dallas, Texas, you know what I mean, doing his thing in the southern region. For one, what's the weather like down there?
Man, you know what? It's still pretty mild, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to wear jackets in Houston when the breeze comes through. And let me tell you, it's not even jacket weather, but you'll see these girls down here, man, with the big jacket, with the snow boots, and the, man, it feel good out here, if you ask me, man. It's probably about 70, 60, you know, at night. It's pretty cool right now, man.
That's what's up. Now check this out, man. If I were to ask you to walk us through a day through the eyes of Slim Tex, how would that go?
Oh, man. Say, first off, my days don't start at days, man. I probably get going around 4 or 5 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I'll go run some errands real fast, you know what I'm saying, and make some little things. I might hit the studio by the middle of the day, and then, hey, man, I'm going to keep it 1,000. The boy going to hit the J about the middle of the afternoon. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to work it out for a couple hours. I'm going to get out. I might hit the gym. Might check in on a breezy. And then, hey, man, I'm back to the block, man, until late. You know what I'm saying? I don't recommend none of that, you know what I'm saying, to the listeners out there, man. Choose your own direction. Don't get it from me. But I tell you what, man, I don't sleep, man. I try not to, man. Sleep is forbidden, bro.
Man, Cat Daddy, you hear that? Sleep is forbidden. You already knew that, though, didn't you?
Yeah. I would have knew that.
Yeah, man. Here,
don't
man.
Nothing come to a sleeper but a dream, baby. You know what I'm saying? I had to drop that.
For real, man. Hey, man. You know what I mean? Hey, shout out to Michigan. My dog, Scoop Nitty, man. He say, you know what I'm saying? Real cats don't go to sleep. You know what I mean? They take naps, man. That's straight up, man. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Hey, straight up, man. I be hanging from the ceiling like a bat. You know what I mean? Or like a vampire.
Yeah, man, for real, man, because the money don't sleep, man. Them, I ain't never looked on a dollar bill and seen Jordan watch your eyes close, man.
Yeah. Straight up, man. You already know,
there you
man.
Go.
Yeah, man, so when we jump in the whip with my man Slim Tex, man, when we get in the car with you, you know, we can already ride out wherever we going, what can we expect to, you know, find in your CD player?
Finding a CD player, man. You know what, man? That's tough, man, because I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I keep up with the new MMG. I keep up with the Cash Money, whatever's recent. But a lot of the times, man, you won't even find no CDs in there, man. I'm jamming the radio trying to see what's current. Or I'm on my Erykah Badu, man, Pandora, my Sade Pandora, my Isley Brothers Pandora, man. I don't really jam hip-hop, man, because I don't want to be too influenced by what's going on. It's easy, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. So, I mean, I'm an old school cat anyway, man. I grew up jamming with my people who was jamming. So that's, you know, the Isley Brothers, you know what I'm saying, Curtis Mayfield, Frankie Beverly, and, you know, I'm rolling like, they asking me how old I am when I pull up, man, but I ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? It's normally just some cool stuff on the regular, man. You know, you pull up to the chick, you know what I'm saying? She's standing there, you roll the window down with that smooth operator banging, man. She got a better chance of sliding with you wherever you're going, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, tell them how to do it, Slim Tex. She's about to have all these cats on there. Smooth operator. You got to have everybody bumping it. Look, Cat Daddy,
yeah,
I ain't Cat Daddy bumping it already. Cat Daddy, turn it down. We'll wait till we get out the interview, man.
Hey, everybody on that old school, man. But, hey, what you say your rap style is? You say you like that old school. What's your rap style then?
Well, man, I grew up jamming a lot of different stuff. I always been into a whole bunch of different flavors. So my influences, they'll come from a little bit of everywhere. But I definitely, if I had to just pick a style, I like Southern with an Eastern influence. A lot of times people won't get that I'm from Dallas, Texas right off with a lot of the wordplay that I got and the rhyme patterns, you know, a little bit more complex than the average Southern cat, you know, not to put the average Southern cat in the box. There's a lot of guys that can rap, but me personally, man, I like bars, man. I like bars, man. Everybody can come up with a hook. You know, hooks are cool. Hooks make the money and all that, but at the end of the day, man, I want to see where your bars at. So I do, man, I'll drop a 64 on them with no hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing, man.
Yeah, you said a 64.
No hook. That's the first time I ever heard that shit.
I ain't heard that either, man.
They gotta loop it back. I'm still going. The engineer looking at me crazy. Like, man, take a breath, man. No.
Man, well, you know, you definitely be spitting, man. You know what I'm saying? That's no question about that, man. So, you know, who's your favorite artist right now? Do you have one?
Right now, who's my favorite? Man, you know what? I can't even stunt. I'm liking the new Kendrick Lamar. I just heard that. Meek Millie, man, you know, he got so much in him when he's spitting it, man. He'll bring you with him. And then you got Drake, you know, got Wiz. I'm a huge Currency fan. I like that Jet Life, man. You know what I'm saying? So a huge Currency fan. And I don't know, probably my favorite right now be my favorite of all time, you know, that I'm still rocking with Jay, man. You know, Jay ain't put out an album, but I'm rocking with Ye, you know. But Jay, my man, dog. I'm still jamming Watch the Throne.
Yeah,
man, definitely. So, you know, I guess it's a little bit of everything, man. I jam a lot of Southside stuff, too, you know what I'm saying? But I'm old school South. I'm still jamming Screw Tapes and Switch the House mixtapes, man. You know what I'm saying? Go read up on that when Slim Thug first got his braids, man.
yeah, that's what I was about to say, man. You know what I mean? Slim Tex is most definitely an old school cat. You know what I'm saying? With the music, man. You definitely got a lot of swag about yourself, you know, especially back with that Jay-Z, man. My personal favorite right now has got to be that Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar and the entire West Coast. He's definitely bringing the West Coast back. But along with my
crazy,
dog, Simi. Simi bringing the West Coast back, too, man. Y'all going to hear more about Simi real soon, man. Shout out to everybody on the West Coast, man.
Shout out to
King Tark, too, man. I got a shout out to Caution, them Hodges boys. Man, who you want to shout out, Slip Tags, man? Gotta get some shout outs real quick.
Man, well, you know, I got to shout out the people that's rocking with me. So, of course, 214 Dallas, Texas, baby. You know what I'm saying? They done already showed me love, man, all the way down here to H-Town. You know, I got to shout out Third Ward. I got to shout out Sunnyside. I got to shout out Trey. You know, I got to shout out the Nipper. I got to shout out West Hammer. You know what I'm saying? We rocking over there off in the Southwest now. You know what I'm saying? And they loving us over there. My man's Ricky Lee. My manager, Eddie Jenkins, the OG Eddie Kane, man, and all the Go DJs in Houston and Texas, you know what I'm saying, and worldwide, man, because they still rocking with your boy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Definitely, man. I hope I ain't leave nobody off the list, man, but if I did, man, just catch me, I'll put you off next time or whatever, man, but, you know, shout out to what, I'll be here all night.
Most definite, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Texas in the building.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. So, I don't know, man. What's the word, man, on the volume 3, man? Because you know I got something hot for the next one y'all got coming up, man.
Ah, man, you done made a commitment live on air in the Carolinas now. You know what? Right now, yeah, man, you done committed, man. Now they're going to be ready to hear you. I'll be like, where Slim Tex at? Y'all heard him right here. Cat Daddy, you heard him. Live right here.
Sure.
My man Slim Tex. I'll be rocking with Coast to Coast mixtapes again. Music's Most Wanted, Volume 3. Now, to answer your question, fam, hey, man, you know, I really ain't telling them a whole lot about Volume 3, man. I like to, you know, make them wonder, make them, you know, hey, what's next?
Right.
It's on the way. What it is so far right now, you know what I'm saying? We definitely have, we got California, we got Harlem, New York, shout out to Harlem. We got Louisiana, we got, you know, I think I said California, we got Florida, we got Philadelphia, shout out to Philly. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tennessee, the M-Town just got off the line, shout out to the M-Town. Hey, shout out to my partner, Pinpoint, too, man. They definitely doing their thing, man. I'm loving them cats over there, man. Graphics design, get at them. But anyways, man, yeah, matter of fact, he did the graphics design on that Music's Most Wanted, man, with the Casper Holdings
Records. Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, man, that's my man Pinpoint, man, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, man, that's how we rocking. And now, hey, now we got Texas on that thing. So y'all better get ready, man. This thing going to be a classic.
I'm ready. Texas, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know we got to get on and represent, man. You know, we done been gone too long, man. We done skipped one is too many, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I got to stay consistent, baby.
Yeah,
man, y'all come down here, man, for that All-Star, man. I'm going to get y'all on that Texas tea, man. I know y'all sipping that good out there, man.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what? Actually, right now, I'm sipping on some water.
Oh, okay. You know, that's good, too. It's good for you, man. But I got something a little bit more money when I see you, buddy.
I'm sipping on a little bit. I ain't doing nothing too big.
A little ski taste, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, buddy. You already know we rocking with you, man.
Hey.
So, look, man, you got any shows, anything like that coming up?
Oh, man, say, you know what? I'm going to keep it 1,000. Right now, while we in the post-production of some of my singles and while I'm working on my new project, I'm really going to be, like, in the back cave for the next couple, man. And probably around the end of, maybe the end of December, beginning of January, you should probably be able to come out and catch your boy TZ at most of your local clubs. You know, we do the chilling circuit and all that good stuff. But I'm going to be rocking in H-Town for the most part. And y'all come and check me out, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that good stuff, man. Dream's going to see me.
Okay.
For sure.
Not the star number. What's the chicken circuit? I ain't heard that in a minute. What's the chicken circuit?
I got to educate for the boys that don't know that chilling circuit, man. That's that local, that's that regional tour. Well, you go and hit all the little, you know what I'm saying, the holes in the walls, and you go and hit the strip clubs, and you go and hit, you know what I'm saying, anybody that'll really pay you a little bit of something to get on that stage, man, to go out and promote real strong, man, you know what I'm saying? That's where you jumping hotel to hotel for maybe a month or two.
Oh,
yeah, that's that good tip, sucker. But you making that money, though, you know what I'm saying? You got them moving that merch. If you don't know about merch, man, say you only half a rapper, man. Get on your merch, man.
Get on your merch.
Wait a minute. My man says strip club, man. You have got to take a second to tell us about the strip clubs in Texas, man. What's popping?
Oh, man, say, it done got to a whole religion out here, man. For real, man. These girls, what I'm talking about, man, who the girls used to want to be nurses, man. They talking about they can't wait to get out of high school and jump up in that thing. But they be bad, man. They be some money makers, man. And you know out here, man, it's all about where that money going. We going to follow the money, man. So it's a lot of money in the strip clubs. They know when you come down to Texas, we going to give you that good southern hospitality. So, you know, it's them thick girls in there doing what they supposed to do, man. And, you know, a lot of guys like to come and spread the money around. You know what I'm saying? The hood give to them. You know, they want to make sure they get it back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but Juicy J said it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing vagina.
A little something, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be showing a little something, you know what I'm saying? It'd be cool if, you know what I'm saying, if you smile back at me, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie. They over here trying to crack down on that, man, trying to hurt a young player pockets, man. But you know what? We gonna keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? We gonna have to move outside of city limits here in about a couple months.
Yeah, man, you're going to be in the strip club and they're going to squirt you in the eye with that thing. Cat, you better watch out. Make sure you wear some safety goggles in the club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get your eye put out, man.
Bands will make a dance, but that money make a come, man.
Yeah, man, you know what? We was just talking about that, man. Well, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's nice to know that you know, you out there touring with your music. You got a lot going on. You definitely got a sound that is... You know, it's not common, you know what I'm saying? Which, you know, the people are going to hear you here a little bit, but this Buckle Up. Now, when you came with this Buckle Up, man, like, what was the inspiration behind that?
Man, I don't know. I think I might have been in a car when I first heard the instrumental. And I hate to say it sounds cheesy, like a seatbelt actually inspired the song, but, man, sometimes it's something as simple as, you know what I'm saying, somebody telling you to buckle up, man. And you know, a lot of the common phrases nowadays in these hooks on music, on the radio and wherever the mainstream, it's really just common sayings that somebody throws in there, old sayings that your mama used to say, and them clothes won't wash themselves, and you know, next thing you know, clothes won't wash themselves is a hit. So I don't know, I kind of just took that. Real talk, man. So I just took that Buckle Up, man. I took the good beat that my partner Moto made for me, and man, say I have a little swag too, and then voila, man, you know what I'm saying, magic, like my man Future.
Yeah.
It's what it do. Hey, you want to talk to this chat real quick?
Say what now?
You want to throw to it real quick?
Don't want to flow to it?
Yeah.
Nah, go to it, fam. You know, introduce
to
it.
Oh, yeah, man. Run that, man. Say, they might have never heard me before, man. You know what I'm saying? They definitely need to check
it. Tell them what it is, fam.
All right, man, it's your boy Slim Tex, 214 Dallas, Texas, man, and this is one of my singles, Buckle Up, you know what I'm saying, rocking with the boy Casper Binks and Cat Daddy, man, for sure.
All right, hey, stay on the line, fam.
Yeah.
Get at him right now.
And keep listening to him when he say that.
Yeah, man. Straight up, man. Straight up, man. Well, hey, man, you know, we appreciate you coming through the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, to holler at us tonight, man. It's definitely an honor to have you here, taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you down there working, man.
Man, all the time I'm working, man. But, you know, I got to stop through for the ones that stop through for me, man. You know what I'm talking about? So, man, that's what it's all about, man. We got to get back to that, man, showing love, man, because, you know, if one man ain't never made nothing. You know what I'm saying? Everything, it takes more than one, you know what I'm saying? So this collaboration, man, and this unity is what's going to get us where we're trying to be, you know what I'm talking about? So I'm rocking with y'all, man.
Yeah, man. We definitely appreciate that, man. You know, salute, man. You got me on speed dial, man. You already know. 24 hours, man. It's real.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and move around. Y'all boys be easy, man.
For sure, for sure. Come back anytime, man.
All right, now.
All right.
100.
Hey, what it do? Hey, what it do?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, what up?
What is
good,
fam?
Hey, you.
What's good?
Yeah. Chilling, man. Chilling. You sitting here, me and Spotlight. We just finished this track, though. It's just hot.
Okay. Yeah, man. Shout out to Spotlight, man. For everybody that don't know, we got Tron on the beat with us today. You feel me? Hey. Shout out to the Bronx, New York. New York, they don't know how we rocking, Cat Daddy. We out in New York with my mans.
Yeah, that's where we be at, man.
For sure, for sure. You got a whole lot of big things going on because you're a rapper and a producer, ain't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm like pulled between both sides of the track all the time. It's crazy.
That's what's up, man. You got to stay busy, man. Every time I talk to my man, Tron, I talk to my man Tron. Every time I talk to him, he's working, man, in the studio doing something, man. You know what I mean? Baking up crazy tracks.
Yeah, man, definitely, definitely. Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, I got that hip-hop all day, but I got EDM tracks, too. I do dance music as well. So, like, I'm all over the show circuit. Like, you'll find me in a hip-hop venue, then you'll probably find us doing, like a show act, like a rave or something like that. Like, certified tracks versus a club, like, we been, like, everywhere with that. Went and did a lot of major moves with that. That's a mixtape we got dropping real soon, so,
that's,
you know, people can look out for that. Yeah, yeah. Probably holler at you for that, man.
Hey, you know I'm here, fam. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, man, we got a perfect website for you. It's called iClub here. You know, you can upload your music there. That EDM, they rocking with that, man. Matter of fact, that's a fraction of what the website iClub here is about, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what is it that you ultimately working on right now, man? Like, do you have a mixtape you putting out, or are you working on an album? What you got going on right now?
Okay, well, I'll tell you about four things I'm working on right now. Four things. The first one, my production company is called Certified Tracks, right? I have the Certified Tracks mixtape, which is me, Tron, Spotlight, and KD, my artist, and we're going hard at it. I'm just showcasing what we do and what we got for the people. That's my first one. My second one is I got Certified Tracks versus Club, like I told you about. Then I have, this is kind of cool, I have a beat mixtape that I'm going to drop. It's just going to be pure beats. Now, I'm unsure how I'm going to do it. You know, I might do like 30 beats at 2 minutes each or 15 beats at 4 minutes each, so it's like all formatted out. They just plug it right in. I don't know. And then my last one.
What did I leave out of it?
Yeah, I got Tron World 2 coming. So my first album, Tron World 1, you can get that right now on my website, which is tronworldmusic.com. Yeah, fire. Definitely. It's a real good mix of like hip hop, pop, and like EDM. So I got a lot of cool things going, but the sequel to that album, Tron World 2, is going to be coming out real soon, too. And I have a track that's going to be released very soon from it called Yes and Explode.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
What else you
sound like you over there working for real.
You working?
Yeah, man, I'm working for real. I got like one hand on the beach and one hand on the internet.
Hey, yeah, man. It sounds like you must have got you a duplicate or something. You know what I mean? There's more than one trying over there.
Yeah, for real. For real. Like, you see how I get the name, right? They be saying, like, I'm a robot.
Hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there for him, man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Get at me on my website, which is Tron World Music. Oh, and a good thing, every Friday I have a promo that goes out, and I have this thing called Free Beat Friday. So if you're a rapper, or a lyricist, a singer, or a songwriter, and you're looking for some original tracks, some real standout work that'll cut you above the rest, but you'll still stay within that realm of audible expectancy, like people are not too like, whoa, what is that? But it's perfect to stand out, right? That's what I do. I do standout beats. So every Friday, I give out a beat. It's called Freebie Fridays. If they want to know where to get it, that's also on my website. I have everything pretty much going through there, but they can also check me out on Facebook. They can check me out, Tron World Music, or Tron World, or Tron on the Beat. And they'll find me there. On Twitter, they can check me with Tron World. And pretty much everything else is Tron World. But if they can't remember all of this, just go to TronWorldMusic.com and everything will be listed for you.
Yeah. And if you can't remember that, get at your boy DJ Casper Banks, or Cat Daddy, and we're going to plug you right in with my man, Tron. You know, me and Cat Daddy, we're going to take you to New York. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't linked with my man, Tron, already, and you didn't get that information, we got the plug to get you out in New York.
And if you need those beats, definitely holler at me.
Now, get at this man while you out here grinding and hustling. Don't get at this man when he at the top and shit. He too big.
Yeah, because that's going to cost you.
Straight up. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. And he already rocking with Coast to Coast mixtape DJs. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's doing his thing, man. You can catch Tron also on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. He's definitely on there rapping, doing his thing with that track. Creep through your window. Now, hey, look here, man. What made you come up with a track like Creep Through Your Window? I mean, was like, where did that come from, man?
All right. Well, me and Spot, we was chilling. We was in the studio one day, and we was just talking about how, like, you know, you're just chilling, you know, you're doing your thing, you know, with a girl, and, like she's always, you know, feeling that way when you, like, smoking that indo. So I figured, wouldn't it be the hottest thing if she's just chilling there and then you just pop up? And then we like, how's she going to pop up? I mean, how you going to pop up? Be like just creeping a window.
Yeah, straight up. I done did that before. You know what I'm saying? I done been through some windows.
That's how I work out, because I was thinking about it, but I don't know. I'm in New York, man.
Yeah, hey, you over there on that Romeo, you got to put the ladder up to the window before you creep through the window, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, honestly, I probably get arrested halfway, man. It's crazy over here. I be creeping to the precinct.
Yeah, straight up, man. Now, look, man, you use the time audible expectancy, man. Now, for all the people that don't know what that is, that's a big word. That's a real big word with a powerful meaning. What is audible expectancy?
Okay, well, I guess the terms that I mentioned is, like, from, like, a standpoint of music production, it's like, you get into a situation with, like, formatting where you, like, you had this tussle between the uniqueness in the song and the way people expect to hear the song. So, like, if you have a style and you're, like, an artist, let's say you're, like, a Waka Flocka, right? And Waka Flocka has a certain format. So he puts his hooks and his verses in a certain place and at certain lengths, and he copies this. And maybe he falls off from it slightly just to add some unexpectedness and excitement, but that's what he does to deliver to the listener, and they expect to hear that sound in that way. So what a producer takes into account, just one of the things they take into account, is that fact, because the listener has an expectancy right now. They expect if you sound like that lane to hit those times for them, you know what I mean? Like a basic one is like, you know, like around 32 seconds at the beginning of every song, it has to be like a big major change. Like a lot of producers, like they might forget something like that. But that's like a principle that people hear and they go, oh, this is going to be hot. That time when they say that, that's the 32nd second.
Hey, I'm telling you, fam, look, man, I had music cats send me music all the time, and sometimes like it's like the beat is getting crunked, you know, at the beginning, but then the beat stays like getting crunked the entire beat, and it never gets crunked. You know what I mean? It's just like getting there. Like, what happened? You know, where did they go wrong?
Yeah. You know, like, old music, if you listen to, like, old music, and when I say, like, with the compression, it's meaning, like, for people that know what compression is, like, imagine, like you just turn the volume all the way up on your speaker and everything just sounds like it's, like, mashed to the ceiling. Like, that's compression. So, like, back in the day with old music, they didn't really use a lot of compression. And what happens with the ears when you don't have a lot of compression, the ear gets a break because it's not getting hit and hit and hit. But with more, like, current music, like hip-hop, the compression is there all the time. So what we do to even it out is we have these hard basses, then we have these drops, and then we have a whole lot of things in between, and the ear gets those same breaks. So you get the song, and everything else sounds right and cohesive with the ear. So when a producer doesn't do that, you feel let down because you don't get that relief, even if the sound was hot doing that first, like, 8 bars or something like that. Then it just wears off completely.
Yeah. It's kind of like you say you don't get that release.
Yeah.
You don't get the buzz. You know what I'm saying? It's like leaving us with blue balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And then they come back like, oh, and you're like, yeah, that's when you just go buy another drink or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it do, man. So, look, man, in your opinion, what do you prefer, man? We're in this mixtape era. Everybody's dropping mixtapes. Do you prefer that a cat drop a mixtape or an album?
Well, the way I see it, right, and like the term that we use now, like being a single society, like people don't really buy albums anymore. I feel like since people just buy singles, if you have the kind of buzz supported where people would go out and buy your music, then you should definitely be putting it to sell every opportunity you get because you work hard on it if that many people know you and you need to thrive and you need going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're at that stage where you need to get to that point so people could notice you like that, then I said the best thing is for people to know you out there and just create, like, customer awareness. So it's kind of making, like, a case-by-case basis. But, like, at the same time, there's situations where you just want to give free music to the people because, you know, you do it out of love in the first place if you're doing it for the right reason. So, like, for those, for me personally, is why I would do it.
In these circumstances. What is it that inspires you to be an artist?
Oh, say again?
I said, what is it that inspires you to continue to be an artist? I mean, you know, we got a lot of artists out here. Some people say that the industry is saturated or oversaturated. But what would you say inspires you to continue on being an artist in today's market?
I would say probably, like, it's funny. Like, I love art. You know what I mean? Like, I go to museums even. Like, I love art. But it's like things that inspire me are usually things that aren't, like, or at least not traditionally art. You know what I mean? So, like, it might just be, like, a messed up train seat or something like that. And then, like, you can see the pain in that train seat. I know it's kind of weird, but it's like you can see that train seat been through it. You know what I mean? Like, and it must have some stories to tell. You know, like that kind of a thing. It's not like a photograph or something like that. It's just I'm looking at a train seat, like something like that. Like just an arbitrary object or something like that. That's what inspires me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a new way. I ain't never heard of that.
I'm over here like, hey, but that's deep.
Train seat done been through.
And women.
Get your ass off of me is what that train seat is saying. Don't sit on me. Not another person better not sit on me again, damn it. Nah, I was just messing with y'all, man. But straight up, man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man. Well, you know what? We got you on the line, man. I hope you don't mind. We get a little personal with you, man. But I know we got a lot of ladies listening right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just for kicks, you know what I'm saying? Throw this information out there. Are you currently involved with any women right now?
I'm currently in a very heated, passionate lovely relationship with my studio equipment. We see each other as frequently as possible. You know, I try to keep it 100 too. You know, like if I got a new piece of equipment on the side or something, I let him know.
That every day.
I play with it every day.
He said, like, "Hey, you keep it real with the equipment. Hey, I got a new piece." Hey, you gonna have to be understanding. Yeah, you know I'm saying, hey, threesome in the studio with the equipment. I ain't mad at you, fam. Hey, so check it out though, man. Like, if you were to be, you know, interested in looking for, you know, a woman or anything like that, what would you be looking for in your perfect woman? Like, what would you be looking for? Cause you out in New York, y'all got some bad women out there in New York. What would you be looking for?
Well, I don't know. You know, like, it's hard to say. Like, when people ask me, because, like, I look at my dating history, it's like nobody is, like, the same. It's like, I think, like, I just mainly look for people who are, like, fluent in themselves, you know what I mean? Like a person who's earned their stripes in life, you know, not like somebody just floating, you know?
Damn, ladies, it's like, y'all better get to work, you know what I mean? You better quit floating. Find your purpose before you holler at my man Tron.
I know I'm straight up. What's going on? I can't be the only one knowing what's going on.
Hey, I ain't mad at that, man. That's what's up, man. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bronx, New York.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right next to Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
How you feel about the Yankees?
Yeah, you said you was right there with the Yankees, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't deal with the Yankees.
Y'all rock with them like that, daddy.
I'm going to get you slag with that one, though.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So what age did you become interested in music, John?
I would have to say approximately 16 years old. It's funny, too, because... And you know, it's weird. If anybody knew me before, they would say, "How did you end up here?" Like, yo, I literally was like the worst student in music class growing up.
Right.
So I couldn't learn no instruments. It wasn't my thing. But it's just I was bad at all of those classes. And then somehow, I don't know, like when I turned 16, it's funny, like I had this little accident, too, and then I ended up just staying at home because I had an injury, and I just was playing around with equipment, and I just started making beats.
Okay.
And yeah. There you have it.
Yeah, that's, like, literally how it happened. But before that, I was a visual artist. I still am, you know, but, like, that's what I went to school for and everything, too, like animation. And that's really where I was going to take my life with music, hip-hop specifically. It just grabbed me up and just took me on a detour to where I am now, man. I'm loving it, you know what I mean?
Straight up, man. Now you rocking with Coast to Coast. Now you got all kind of projects. You named four of them a little bit ago, you know what I'm saying? You definitely doing big things, man.
Yeah. Doing big things.
Major, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to New York, the entire state. Shout out to the Bronx. What's good? We got your man Tron on the interview. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Spotlight, too, man. Both of you cats were spitting in that creek through my window.
Spotlight, he ain't saying much. He just keeps drinking, man. I'm just sitting here, you know, we sipping on something right here, trying to make something happen right now.
For sure.
We're in the studio, man. Shout out to DJ Casper Banks. Mixtape. We on that, you already know, man. That on the edge of window.
Earlier, the bass on the beat knocked down my cup of Ciroc.
Yeah, man, we spilling shit all over.
Yeah, man, that's what it do.
Hey, sure.
You know, if you in there with my man Tron, I know y'all in there getting crazy creative, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Coming up the next crazy joint.
That's what it do, man. You know, we definitely appreciate y'all coming through, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that work, man. You know what? As a matter of fact, man, you know, I got to give y'all a compliment, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the swag that y'all bringing back out of New York because a lot of cats think New York ain't got music no more. A lot of cats think that, you know, New York fell off. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But, man, hey.
I wasn't playing loud enough. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about that. Tomorrow I'm going to
of all, I'm going to turn the volume up.
Yeah, man, turn it up on them cats, man, you know what I mean? But look, man, I definitely got to salute y'all, man, because y'all bringing hip-hop back, man. You know what I'm saying? Cats was trying to say hip-hop is dead. Y'all definitely bringing it back, man, trying to spotlight, you know what I mean? Trying on the beat. Get at my man at TronWorld.com. You know what I'm saying? That's an actual website. Check out that Tron Beat Friday.
Hey. And we all... Before we let you go, man, go ahead and put that contact information out there for him one more time.
All right. That's right. Yo, if y'all need any free beats, if y'all need production, I do exclusive beats. I do beats tailored to anything. If you need a beat to a picture, a beat to a movie, a beat to a rap, a beat to an emotion, or you need a beat to something that didn't come out yet, yo, hit me up and I have it. I promise you, because I'm that dude. You can reach me on TronWorldMusic.com. You can reach me on Facebook. On Tron on the Beat. You can reach me on Twitter on Tron World or anything else, social network pretty much, because I think I know about everything, but maybe I'm wrong. At Tron World. So everything would be / Tron World.
Okay. We're going to throw to this joint to go ahead and end the show. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to throw to it, my nigga?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah,
man. You know, tell them what it is, man. For one, before we even do that, man, shout out to everybody that's rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? You rocking with your boy Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, along with Wednesday night co-host DJ Casper Banks. Right now, we got my man Tron on the beat and Spotlight. They in the live, you know what I mean, with us doing their thing. Shout out to Bronx, New York. Tron, go ahead, go to that track, man. Creeping Through Your Window. Tell them what it is.
All right. Yeah. This one right here is called Creeping Through Your Window. I just want y'all to know, like, I mixed the bass. I tell y'all, if you got anything on the edge of the table, just move it.
Yeah. You might want to do that.
You might want to do that. Hey, if it spills on your shit, we is not liable for what happened next.
Yeah, man. I'm going to drink... Cell phones, women, yeah, they fall off the edge of the table, too.
Yeah, buddy.
We is not liable for what happened next.
Yeah.
Here it go. You already know.
All right.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Tron in the mix with DJ Casper Banks, certified tracks, and everybody keeping hip-hop 100% real. Shout out to Coast to Coast Mixing.
Window crescendo for loco. It's like my Sunoco. When I go on my gadget flow, flow touching you slow and blasting fiasco. Won't rush it up, suck for combo. Don't play no games, let me console you until you breathe in your knees. Fall on the side of my face, that's Calico. Okay, you wanna play games now? I'ma beat you down until you start to make sounds. If you don't, then I won't let you come down. I keep you up there, I swear. Legs shaking, vulnerably there. You touch me a beat against my chest there. Now you can scream, I really like to hear. Every move you make, a squeaky stare. In your eyes, I've seen a tear. Wipe it away and kiss you there. I'm not your man, but I'll be right here. Take a little, then you fall back. Push the pace, throw an eighth, watch me break back. Court case on tape, we forget that. When I'm done, then I'm gone, it's a set trap. Watch me get him, I'ma get him, never running laps. But I'm running miles, have you come like you told me to. Want me to, watch me do, what to do. Smoke this good shh, and get
guess what, I got a lot more for you, holding you. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, I'm trying to keep close to you, care.
And she's so high, oh my, five, new ride. But I'm not trying to go outside, trying to get inside. Flip the side, never dry, have your body wet like a water fly. Hold mine, hold it in deep, call it certified. Hold it in deep, call it certified.
Cause I'm trying to keep close to you, care.
Creeping through the window, you know what it is, man. We almost out of time, man. Go ahead and put y'all that shout outs out there before we get up out of here.
Alright. I want to give a shout out to Spotlight, definitely, because I'm in here with Spotlight all the time, and I know how hard he goes, because I know I'm grinding hard, and I know I grind hard. If anybody that knows how I do it is him.
Okay.
My business partner, Chris. I want to give a shout out to KD, the whole Certified Tracks team, all my fans, definitely, because y'all already know, I do it for you. You know, my fan, DJ Casper Binks, Cat Daddy for having me on, you know, definitely, y'all. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout out to the entire New York City and especially Bronx, New York, because you know how we do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo.
Salute, fam. Salute, man. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DJ Casper Banks. I most definitely want to shout out North Carolina, South Carolina for having me, welcoming me with open arms, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog, Cat Daddy, and Underground Talk Radio. Shout out to all the guests that came through all the way from Tennessee, Texas, New York, and Florida. You know, I appreciate y'all coming out to hang with us. You
shout
already know what it is.
Shout out to everybody who came through.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to everybody featured on Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and Volume 2. Y'all definitely doing y'all's thing, man. Call us 24-hour service, Coast to Coast Mixtapes, DJ Casper Banks, 317-529-1309. We are here to take your calls all night. Let's take your music to that next level all the way around the world.
Yep.
You know what it is. That's the show, man. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, you know what it is. Get at me.